Yeah, you are rejection is 106, and what's the internal? Yeah, so you are more into yourself. Yeah, no, but it's no. You're more into yourself than necessarily the group or the cause. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you what you. I mean, you. No, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, they're just value systems. It's flavors of ice cream. No, no, none of these are reflective of intelligence or character. None of them are. Yep. Yes. Is that okay? All right. Let's move beyond this now. Let's move beyond the this, and let's just take a look, because we got a little bit little bit longer left. Yeah. So now we're going to take a look at values. Now we're going to be looking at more, what is the individual. So this was to give you an idea. Everything we've done so far was to give you an idea of value systems. There's a difference between value systems and actual values. Value systems are the memes. They're the thoughts that pervade societies and people. Your value system may determine what values you have or what values you've got at the moment or the value shifts that you have in a moment, as you have at any given moment. But when we work in NLP, we're going to work primarily with the elicitation of your personal values. And when you make changes, you're going to be primarily making changes in your personal values unless you're going to assist somebody to shift from a level specifically. Okay, so let's take a look at a standard elicitation. We're going to learn how to do an elicitation from a motivation strategy. And we're going to learn about threshold values. That's what we're going into now. Oops. So, 318. There you go. So page... Do you like it? Good. So values elicitation is pretty simple. All you do is you ask somebody. Now, I'll work with values anytime... I mean, I often will work with values. If somebody's got a performance issue, I want to know what their values are. I want to know what's going on there, because values provide all upfront motivation, right? So I'll ask them, I'll say, what's important to you about whatever area of life they're there to see me for? What's important to you in your career? What's important to you in the context of relationships? What's important to you in the context of your family or your health and fitness or your personal growth or your spirituality? I will sometimes also get their life values, especially if somebody comes in and they're talking about if somebody ever calls you and they mention harming themselves in some way, like if they mention suicidal or anything like that, tell them to call their psychologist. Tell them you're not that's beyond, unless you are a licensed professional, don't even work with that. Yeah. If they mention harming themselves in some way, one of the first things I'll often ask them is, what's important to you about living? And I'll get their life values, yeah. Especially if I'm working in conjunction with a psychologist or a licensed professional. Like I've had psychologists that call me and they say, "Hey, I've been working with this guy. He's got manic depression. He's mentioned suicide." In that case, I might work with them only in conjunction with that psychologist if they've called me. I would never have somebody come to me and say that stuff and then say, "Well, go get a note from your psychologist." I said, "Stay with your psychologist." Yeah. But I have had that. I have had a psychologist come to me and say, "Hey, will you work with this person under my supervision?" I say, "Sure." And then one of the first questions I'll ask is, "What's important to you about living?" And I'll get his life's values or his or her life's values. Or I might get life's values in the case of, like, I had recently, somebody came to us for health and fitness, and a lot of things were going on for them well in their life, but their health was not where they wanted it to be. So I said, "What's important to you in life?" I could have gotten their health and fitness values and helped them to clear out values conflicts and stuff, but since they weren't working it out at all, they weren't interested in dietary things. They just wanted to be healed, yet they had no real interest in health. I asked them, "What's your life values?" And interestingly enough, health and fitness showed up nowhere in there. So they wrote this whole long list of values and this and this and this. And I turned them the list and I said, "No wonder." So our intervention was pretty clear in that case. We had to raise health and fitness up in the values hierarchy. A pretty clear intervention. Yeah. So in order to get the values, you just identify the area of life or the context in life in which you want to make the difference. You say, what's important to you in your career or your relationships or your family or health and fitness or personal growth or spirituality? Those are examples of values areas of life. The question, what's important to you about blank, will get you their values.